Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with. Obviously, Hurricane Milton is a huge, huge story. And I know you're thinking, wait a minute, we're not going to get hit by it. In all likelihood, we're not going to be directly impacted in that way. But if you're like most of us, you've got friends, you've got family in Florida. And damn near everybody at this point is being impacted by Milton in Florida. The exception being furthest southeast Florida. Right? Miami, the Keys, sort of coming up Broward, Palm Beach, that area. You're not really dealing with it. But I do want to remind you about the width of the state of Florida. It's pretty small. And this storm is gigantic. It is hitting the Gulf Coast. It's hitting the West Coast. It seems to be just headed straight for Tampa. And you get into Hillsborough and Pinellas and some of the outlying counties. Again, this storm is so big that the outer bands of it are causing tornadoes. And so those folks who have tried to evacuate, please remember, there are 3.5 million people in that Tampa Bay area. The Atlanta Motor Speedway has been designated as an evacuation area. Lots of people that have moved up there. Some people said, well, we're going to go to the interior. We'll go inland. We'll go central Florida. We'll go to Orlando. Some headed over to the East Coast. But again, this is a giant storm. So you just need to be aware of that. And we're going to continue to monitor that, I promise you. We've got a lot of things coming up tomorrow. General Keith Kellogg is going to be with us. And General Kellogg was someone I had the real fortunate opportunity to be with out at Liberty University, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago for the big CEO summit that Dave Brat invited me to. It was really wonderful. And General Kellogg's going to join us tomorrow to talk about the threats to America. And make no mistake, there are a lot of threats to this nation. Mike Dickinson joins us on Wednesdays at this time. And we talk about a lot of stuff. We try to focus on the reporting that Mike does as a citizen journalist. I'll tell you what, one of the few people I know who is actually following stories, investigating stories. And one of the things I'm hearing about right now is this growing pressure on the Richmond City Council to have some sort of a resolution adopted by the council condemning Israel. And I don't know if Mike's been able to uncover anything on that or not. But anyway, I wanted to bring Mike into it. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Anytime, Jeff.
What are you looking at right now? What's the big story on the Mike Dickinson checklist?
Well, there's still a group of persistent pro-Hamas, anti-Israel students down at VCU. They've been at this every week since school came back in, marching, gathering down there at Monroe Park, and then marching past the police headquarters and chanting obscenities at the police department, and then going down to City Hall. They've been going to City Hall meetings and making a scene so bad that once or twice, I mean, our city council in Richmond is pretty terrible. They're pretty liberal, but they've even had to take a dismiss right in the middle of their session and take a recess to get everyone to calm down and clear out for a minute, because these pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian people they're out of control and nobody, Colette McKeachin doesn't take them seriously. No one takes them seriously, and they're terrorists. Yeah. I mean, we have there's a story that happened. It made a little blip in the paper. I believe it was last week. Mm-hmm. There's a guy, Zaid Mohammed Mandio. He is from Richmond. He's 26. He was one of the organizers of the April 25th riots down there in front of VCU, where the people tried to camp out, and then they had right. to. They were told to leave, and he was one of the organizers of that. He was quoted in the Times, Richmond Times-Dispatch, as one of the organizers of that event. He was arrested in late July in D.C. for defacing a monument when they had the protest against Benjamin Netanyahu up there.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is, you know, once again, it's a guy that is 26 years old, hanging around the VCU campus. I guess he can't be taken seriously by adults. So he goes down to VCU and, like most of these pro-Hamas Antifa organizers, preys on the little 18 and 19-year-olds who, oh, yeah, we're going to go and stand up for against genocide, but they don't know the actual truth of what Hamas stands for.
Yeah. Well, now, what exactly is a 25-year-old guy doing on campus, and how come VCU administrators are not saying, dude, you don't go here, get the hell out of here?
You would think they would, but it seems like that's one of the common threads of all of this trouble that's been at VCU. It's not so much the 18 and 19-year-old kids, they're the followers, but it seems like there's a lot of these 25, 26, 30, 40-year-olds that are either affiliated with Antifa, affiliated against pro-life, mm-hmm. they're affiliated with Hamas, and they all go down there because they know that they can talk their BS and get a following of these little young, impressionable kids to follow them around and, oh, yeah, we're going to do this, but we really don't know. And, I mean, if you ask all these college kids about what the whole issue with Israel is, they can't tell you. They can't tell you anything. They just know Israel bad, Hamas good. It's genocide. Mm-hmm. It's genocide. They can't mm-hmm. tell you the facts. Right. Most of them don't know who Netanyahu is.
You know, it's a great point. I think that for some of them, and you tell me, I mean, you obviously you attended VCU, although that was back in the day. I think they did a lot more education, but they're 18 years old, and they think that they are down with the struggle. They don't know what the struggle is, but hey, they've got a kafia, and they get to cover their faces, and they get to...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To shake their fists and they get to scream, and then you sort of ask them a follow-up question, and they're clueless. It's a little bit like this Greta Thunberg. God, there's a part of me that almost feels sorry for her, but here she is now. She's taken Hamas's side. I don't get it, Mike.
Most of them don't have any idea what they're talking about. They're kids that have come from, you know, sheltered high school backgrounds, or they've lived and the, you know, not to stereotype, the West End of Richmond and nice little high society. And now this is their chance to come to college, and they're going to be rebels, and they're going to stand up to the man. They're going to stand mm-hmm. up and fight the power. But yep. they don't know what that power is, and they're not educated, so they're very ignorant. But I do blame VCU a great deal for allowing these people that are not students to hang around the campus and lead these riots, or lead these actions that are against mm-hmm. the police and endanger everybody.
Well, you know, we're talking about some of these riots, some of the things that are dangerous. Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike is our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, doing all sorts of great investigation. You know, the October 7th situation, Mike, there were bricks and riot supplies that were showing up all around the city of Richmond. And I'll tell you what, I did not hear or see any coverage of that anywhere.
Yes, you know, the Times-Dispatch, they're one of the main perpetrators of advancing this false narrative of what's really going on in the city. Mm-hmm. You know, once again, in the media coverage of October 7th and everything, once again, they have Shireen Hadid on all of their media. She is a VCU student, right. And I guess someone at the Times-Dispatch has a love affair with her because she's pro-Hamas, and every time there's something going on, they put her picture on the news or the digital media, and they interview her, and they don't ever tell the truth about anything and talk to anyone else other than her. They get their facts from her. Mm-hmm. And you look at the reporters at the Times-Dispatch who are writing these stories. They're all these young, woke reporters, the same kind of reporters that cover 2020, yep, that have a social agenda. You look at their Facebook pictures or their Twitter pictures or X photos. They're all social activists. They're not reporters. And then at the same time, you look at stuff that's going on and you see the local newspaper is laying off all these reporters and wondering where all of their readers have gone. And it's because the vast majority of people don't get their news from the Richmond Times-Dispatch anymore, or any, you know, right, any legacy media, because they employ so many of these young woke reporters that have a social agenda and not just the facts.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, you're right. Number one, I didn't know they had any reporters left, because every time I turn around, they've sliced their newsroom again and again and again. They have a couple of columnists that seem to write exactly the same column over and over and over again. But I didn't even know that they were the worst. You know, out in Charlottesville, what is it? Is it the Daily Progress out there? I don't know. Whatever
it is.
Yes,
it is the Daily Progress out there.
They've got one guy covering the UVA situation, and I'm thinking, dude, you got to pick up your kafi at the door because you're the only one not wearing the costume.
Exactly.
You're saying the same stuff. You just don't look like the others.
Exactly.
You know, it's craziness. Well, what do you think about the Richmond City Council? I, like you, don't have a great deal of confidence in the vast majority of them, but thus far, I will give them credit. They have stood firm against the anti-Israel, the Israel condemnation, the pro-Hamas resolution that some of these lunatics want. Do you think that they are going to be able to stay the course?
Likely. It depends if they keep the same members this coming election. You know, Reva Trammell is a voice of reason on the city council. She's very pro-law enforcement. She's taken a lot of hits for that, but she's always constantly been a supporter of the police department and never sought to do anything to harm the police department. There's some terrible ones on there. Stephanie Lynch, she ought to just move to San Francisco. That's where she belongs. She's terrible. I mean, she's just like Mike Jones, who used to be on there, terrible. And then there's a lot of old school African-American Democrats that are on the city council. And they're Democrat in nature, but they're not ready to make the full leap to being full-blown woke Democrat.
Well, you know what? In the year 2024, I'll take that, Mike. I'll settle for that.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be the Democrats used to be the party of socially liberal, but we are not going to burn the United States down. Yeah. And these days, it seems like every liberal, every new liberal, especially the young ones, they want to burn the flag, burn the Constitution. Oh, we don't need free speech. Free speech encourages you to think on your own, and we don't want that. Yeah. You know, I think Kamala Harris was quoted, you know, I think recently saying that, you know, too much free speech, too much disinformation, or too many differing opinions is bad.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, listen, if we can, as Major Burns said on MASH many years ago, individuality is fine as long as we all do it together. Mike, where do people follow you on social media?
Mike D for RVA on X.
I love it. Mike, I appreciate you being here, man. It's 5:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.